police in Anchorage say they've taken a man into custody after an early morning shooting in a residential area near downtown left one person dead. It's the city's 26th homicide so far this year, the same number as happened in all of 2015. And as Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, the killing happened just blocks away from a recent double homicide.
Police say they first heard reports of a shooting just after 6 a.m. and arrived to find a deceased male. In a series of releases sent out to the public, the department said they were trying to find 31-year-old Tommy Rumpf, who was seen fleeing on foot. Rumpf actually posted a video to Facebook Live not long after the shooting. It shows a distraught man, presumably him, walking through the dark, alluding to violence and being done for life after someone disturbed his home.
I feel like I let everybody down.
The man in the video says he feels guilt, apologizes to family members, and says he's enjoying his last moments of freedom for having bodied another man. According to the police department, Rumpf surrendered to police about 2 hours after the incident was first reported and was being questioned at department headquarters. According to court records, Rumpf pleaded guilty to felony assault in 2013 in Anchorage. The very public and dramatic video posted to Facebook is drawing tens of thousands of views and eliciting hundreds of comments, many of them explicitly racist. In public photos, Rumpf bragged about a gray and white pit bull. That same dog was in the fenced-in yard beside a yellow stucco house where a police crime lab was set up later in the day. An officer at the scene said the dog belonged to the unit's resident. The building is a duplex, but when I knocked on the door of the adjoining apartment, nobody answered. The property is across an intersection from Central Middle School and Chugach Optional, both of which were immediately closed once reports of the shooting came in. School district spokesperson Heidi Embley says the decision to cancel class came after a close and rapid consultation with the police department.
We continue to stay in contact with the police regularly throughout the morning until they had the suspect apprehended.
A handful of students and staff were already at the two schools when police put up a perimeter around the intersection of 15th and E Street. Emily says all students were diverted to a nearby high school for pickup.
So there are no buses that go to Chugach Optional, but for Central Middle School, we sent all of the buses out on their normal bus routes to pick up any students who may not have received the information about school being closed. And in total, there were about 20 students who were transported over to West High.
Both schools stayed closed for the remainder of the day, but will be open Wednesday. The incident happened just a few blocks from a recent double homicide in Valley of the Moon Park, where last week more than 100 residents gathered to question the mayor and city officials on crime in the area. As of Wednesday afternoon, no charges have been made against Rumpf, and the identity of the victim has not yet been released. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.